This is the quality that should be in a human. That whatever good he receives, from wherever he receives, he must try to give growth to that good and give it off. That should be the quality of a person. And not forgetting his origin. Today we find that many a child, many a son or a daughter behave disrespectfully to their parents. Sometimes they give preference over the opinions of their friends over the opinions of their parents. Not realizing that the one that gave you whatever you have and the one that was your benefactor all along, you have forgotten that origin. Another example the Shaykh gives is of a big brother. Sometime he sacrifices his own well-being and he puts his younger brother through an education, or he sets him up in business, and then after a while, over a small petty issue, he breaks friendship with that elder brother, forgetting who was his benefactor. So a Muslim, when he inculcates this quality, that whatever I get, I must bring it within me and increase that good and give it off. Like any youngster that is growing up in society, he should ask himself that this was the society that nurtured me, that allowed me to be safe in this society. Now how can I as a grown-up bring in these good qualities in my life and become an asset and a source of safety to the rest of the people around? The Shaykh says that when we were young once, we were invited to the village, to the farmlands by a friend. We were city boys, we didn't know anything about farming. At that time our knowledge was so poor that we didn't even know that if a certain plant like wheat, whether it grows on a tree or whether it grows on the ground. So for us it was an excitement that we are going to visit the farmland. So we went off on a summer holiday. We looked around at all the different crops and we went to the different fields and the orchards. We came across one place which was very surprising. And we found that the people were storing dung, filth, in one place. And we said, what is this? It's smelling, it's filthy, it's impure, and you all stack it away as if it's something like a treasure. So they said, our friend told us, then why don't we just ask the farmer, what's the reason for this? So he says that this, we mix it with the sand. He said, and plus you'll take this filth and you mix it with the sand. He said, yes, this is fertilizer. And on any field that we spread this out, just because of it being close to that crop, we get a very good crop from that place. He said, at that time we learned something and we went on with life. But now I say to myself that, oh insan, even filth, when it is around something, it benefits that something. And you, O insan, if you can be around people and you cannot benefit the people around you, then you're worse than filth also. The third characteristic of sand or mud he brings about is parda posh, meaning that it conceals and it covers. When a person dies, you want to conceal him, cover him, because now he's going to rot, so you put him underground. Sometimes in the old days when they used to hide something away, they would put it underground. This should be the quality of every human being, that we try our best to hide the faults of others. Instead, we find that we have telescopic lenses, microscopic lenses, to go and look for the faults of others and then zoom into those faults. He says that this is not a good characteristic. And then we take small problems and make them huge problems. Sometime between husband and wife, life partners, people that have decided to live forever together, but they are finding faults in each other and sharing those faults with their family members. The husband's family with his family and the wife with her family. This is not becoming. Likewise, he says that a mushmin brother, a believing brother, he should have this characteristic that if he does find a fault in another Muslim brother, then go up to him with the intention of islah, with bettering him and tell him his fault, but outside him do not disgrace him. Go up to him with a clear intention that you want to better this person. You want to put right the fault that is in him. But at no given time must you disgrace him in public. One of the qualities or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattar, that Allah conceals our faults. A pious person once said that if anybody praises you of any good in you, then he is actually praising the attribute of Allah, which is Sattar. That it is Allah that has concealed your faults that this person here is praising. It is not you who he is praising. And look at how Kareem, how noble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that he conceals your faults in front of people, and at the same time he is so generous that he allows people to speak good about you from their tongues. Although if Allah ta'ala had to expose any one of us and the faults that we have, nobody will even like to look at your face and talk to you.